Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from beautiful Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, it's the Driveway Liberty Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to Driveway Liberty Podcast. I am your Uncle Wes, sitting in the driveway with my good friends, which I'm starting to question because I've been inviting them to my place of drinking and they hadn't showed up the last two times I've invited them. But I'm decent friends, Travis and Dan. How y'all doing, guys?
Doing good. It is beautiful here. It's beautiful out today.
I mean, it's a Tuesday with like a 10-minute heads up.
Well, you know, I mean, it's still, for me, that's a big deal.
I understand that. I've invited you guys up there before and never.
I've showed up.
There's just some days I just can't, I can't go.
I've told you I don't really drink during the week, except for when there's podcasts.
That's just an excuse, man.
When we, remember the one time we did the podcast in Travis's kitchen, we went to craft bar afterwards?
Yeah.
I got three texts from my wife about the effect of alcohol on heart disease. She found me on Life 360 at craft bar, and she just sent me text on how alcohol affects the heart disease.
That's awesome. That's terrific.
Like, yeah, just a little subtle hint.
Well, what's funny? All right, so I've been on this diet. So we ate at your place Friday night. I got up Saturday morning, hit the scale. Nothing had changed. I got up Sunday morning, hit the scale. I put back on 2 pounds. Mm-mm. I'm like, holy crap. So what we did.
Because we were eating fish and drinking all
night. Well, I didn't really eat that much. What I did, though, is, all right, so I had like 5 Miller Lights. I had like 3 IPAs in my cooler. And then we brought a bottle of liquor. We brought a bottle of rum.
Yep.
Well, I drank my Miller Lights. Then I started drinking rum. The rum disappeared.
With the rum, what did you mix the rum with?
With a little Diet Coke.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So when the rum disappeared, I'm like, man, I'm having a good time. I need to keep drinking.
It's time for IPAs.
So I jumped on them IPAs. That was just those 3 IPAs were 1,200 calories by themselves. There you go.
Yeah, I think next year we'll invite all the listeners to my semi-regionally famous fish fry.
There you go.
It was good. It was really good.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, the Travis's kitchen table was full. I don't know, how many do we have? 15, 20 people there?
Oh, God, at least.
Yeah. And it's by the time we were done, the kitchen table was like literally full of empty liquor bottles.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I had to take that trash bag out the next morning.
And then we had the HOA meeting at 8 o'clock the next morning, or 8:30 the next morning.
I'm telling you what, I was sweating alcohol. Yeah, no, I mean,
the first 30 minutes
was
a little rough.
What was funny is our little group standing in the back corner, fucking shouting at everybody, giving.
Well, not Dan. Dan was there at 7:15 to open the door.
Yeah, well, so. No, he was texting.
I was there.
Ain't nobody here. Well, shit,
there.
It ain't time.
I was the third person there. I was there at quarter after 8. And I'm like, oh, this ain't good. It's 15 minutes till it starts and nobody's here. But
everybody was.
You know, I did think about it the other day, like, almost feel a little bad for our HOA board to have just the 3 of us, much less.
Amelia,
my wife was going in on one of the HOA board members.
You're a liar.
Yeah, I know.
She was yelling at him. If she was standing next to him, she'd have been in his face.
KJ was sitting beside me, and she'd say something. He'd pop me like that. I'm like, I know. That's
and
why
even
I'm here.
Uh-huh. Even Matt was shouting it out.
Yeah.
Matt
was pissed. Dan got in trouble for my wife.
Oh,
because my wife gave Dan one rule, Friday night at my semi-regionally famous fish fry. It's like, don't bring up the poop stations. What's the first words out of Dad's mouth?
Poop stations.
Why can't it? I can't help it. It's like when you get in a conversation about how little money we have, how can you not bring up the poop stations?
Yeah, how can you not bring up that we spent money on poop stations? Yeah, twice.
Right. And non-necessary no parking signs.
That's
if the ones we had were legal, why did you buy new ones?
Yeah. Although, my personal favorite part was guy starts talking, and he's clearly talking about past due. And he's clearly talking about someone we know.
Yeah.
Talking about specific RC boats and how much that RC boat cost and can't keep up on your dues, but you got money to buy RC boats. And it's like, dude, it ain't none of your damn business how people in this neighborhood spend their money.
He got attacked pretty.
And then he started saying something, and I said it again, and the look on his face was like, huh.
And then he left.
Yeah. Then he left. Like, well, you know, his code enforcement had to go up into Little League kids youth camp, football camp on Saturday and write tickets for that.
Yep.
So it was a busy day. So that's why he probably had to go. go commie somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't like that guy.
Yeah.
And I finally learned who the other guy is.
Yeah.
What other guy?
JM.
Yeah, that one.
The one who always seems to comment on every post. Like the meme police one. Did you see the post where he said the driver was on the wrong side of the car, so it's not America?
I think I did, yeah. Something like that.
The guy who used to be on the board and made the speech about how happy he was that nobody was parking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't expect him to be some old
people not
geek.
Parking off the street improve the quality of life in this neighborhood significantly.
Yeah, because he's an old fart. And
like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's just what was mentally wrong with you before?
Because nobody visits him, so it's not a problem for him.
Yeah, he doesn't have any.
Rightfully
he
has so. Any,
well, the way he acts on Facebook.
I mean, rightfully so.
And he looked like he had just crawled out of bed. You see, he had the cow lick going on in the back right there. Yeah. I'm like, damn. You know,
if I'd have known who he was, I would have been a little more animated.
If you would,
because he kept looking at me when he was talking.
He kept looking over there at all of us. I'm like, finally, I gave him a look like this. Like, what the fuck are you talking
He cocked his head back at me one time. I was like, "What's up?"
If I knew who that was, like, I would have said something.
Like, dude, we can take this outside. That guy, I would. If he'd have said something to me directly, I'd have been like, "You want to take it outside?"
Yeah.
Hey, if you'd have watched the text during the meeting, you would have known who that was.
I was engrossed in the meeting.
Stan went into the meeting.
Dan had his manila folder.
And I had a notebook. Like, I was taking notes.
Yeah.
He's taking notes. Dan was he was a straight A student at the HOA meeting.
And then this one hippie lady, who's a very nice lady,
told us everywhere she did an art show in the country.
Right, somebody on the HOA board mentioned the word arts and entertainment, which there's a few resorts you go to here that charge an arts and entertainment fee or arts and events fee or whatever, you know, on top of the tax and all that. And somebody said that
the guy in the back
in regards to the food truck. And then she just starts going on and on about arts and entertainment. And the guy in the back says something and she's like, "What'd you say?" He's like, "What's your point?" Oh, that was so great.
Well, it was hilarious because she was like, "I've done art shows in Santa Rosa Beach and Miramar Beach," and she named every city in the United States. Yeah, like it was freaking 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And the guy in the back's like, "What's your point?" And she turns around, she goes, "Excuse me, what?" And he goes, "What's your point?" I was gonna applaud.
That was great.
That dude's wife was elbowing him in the nuts, trying to get him to shut up.
Yeah, that was great.
That was. Hey, if you weren't at our HOA meeting this last week and
it
you missed
entertaining.
Out.
It was.
It was a joy.
It was funny how there was like half of the people that were at my house for the semi-regionally famous fish fry, and we'd all talked about it and got all worked up, were there the next morning hungover.
Yeah.
To go fight it all out. And literally everybody in our group just fought it all out with everybody else in the room.
Yeah.
and it's funny because I had to leave because Saturday I had the car. My wife was working, so I had my work truck.
Right.
And I had to get Danny off because he does the work for me on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I had to leave to give him the truck. And then I texted you and I said, "Can you give me a ride home? Because I want to come back." And you guys were like, Travis is like, "Yeah, bring beer and donuts."
Yeah.
So I come walking back with a shopping bag full of Gatorades and waters and some like
that was clutch.
That water hit the spot, man.
That cold
I
water
get in with a big bag of
that,
goodies.
That cold water in that Trix bar, son, that was good stuff.
I didn't eat anything because of the diet, but I had that. I was just wishing I had some water. And you walked in with it. You were a hero that day.
Yeah, Stan. You were. Yeah. I looked at my wife at one point. I was like, "I'm going back home to make a cup of coffee because I'm not going to stand here with no coffee, no water, no nothing, and listen to these freaking morons."
Well, I brought coffee and I spilled it on Matt's iPad.
Yeah, you did.
Damn.
That was funny. Poor man.
Yeah, and of course, the 10 minutes Dan's gone, someone asked if the HOA can censor Facebook.
No, they want them to shut it the fuck down.
Shut the neighborhood Facebook page down.
And I was just sitting back waiting. And fortunately, one of the board members says, "We don't have any control over that."
Do you think she waited until I left? Or was she going to say it anyway?
She probably was going to say it anyway. She's stupid.
Yeah, because she called out
she is pretty stupid.
Well, the best part about that was she said, pointing to my wife and said, "And you said I should move." And Amelia's like, "Yeah, you should."
Yeah.
I think I got back in the tail end of it because somebody called her barricade.
Oh, yeah, that was.
I think Amelia did.
Amelia did. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because she kept talking.
And that was some fireworks for an HOA meeting. Yeah.
I had a big time. I could do that just about every weekend.
If every weekend's like that, if every meeting is like that.
I know. Wes was over in the corner jumping up and down. Yeah,
I was trying to get a word in.
Yeah, he was literally hand up jumping. Uh-huh. It was hilarious.
Like, ooh, let me say something.
But yeah, it was funny. Somebody would say something, you could just see our whole little corner kind of bristle at once.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
And then one of us would raise our hand. Uh-huh. Like we're in school.
Oh, I got to a point where I wasn't even raising my hand. I'm just like communist.
Yeah, we just.
That's communism.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. And the one dude on the board that you talk to all the time, he freaking got it good all day.
He did.
He caught a verbal beatdown the entire day.
Yeah, he did.
It was so great.
Oh, you talking about the
yeah, the that one.
Pittsburgh communist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's him.
Yeah, that was gotcha. That was quite awesome.
We're refraining from saying names here.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah. Less editing that Wes has to do.
But. Yeah, no doubt. So
that was a good HOA meeting.
Man, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
It was. And it needed to be exciting considering the night we had before. So I mean,
yeah, because if it had just been boring, I'd have been sleeping.
Oh, I would have legit left.
I either left or fell asleep in the back corner back there.
You know what's good? I left and came back. It had to have been good. I had shit on my notepad I didn't talk about yet.
Well, I mean, for going 3 hours, we only covered like four topics.
Yeah. Well, we hammered about three of them a little harder than we needed to.
Yeah.
But that's I'm thinking, all right, let's move on.
My favorite was there's a room of what, 50, 60 people?
Yeah.
So that's a small sample size of our neighborhood.
Sure.
Okay. And the president asked, well, who wants to charge for the food trucks? Two hands go up.
Yeah.
And then we kept hashing out food trucks. And my wife did a good job of saying, we've already decided nobody wants to charge for food trucks. We voted. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. She kept saying, she's like, one person voted.
Yeah.
And what happened was, and I don't think Amelia saw it, because that lady kept saying it was more than one person. It was one person raised their hand immediately. And then there was like one other person that kind of hesitantly later.
Slowly did it.
And so I think all Amelia saw was one hand. And all that lady kept saying was, it wasn't one. Okay, it was two.
It was two.
Two out of 50.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
You still haven't broke double digits.
That's how many people voted for Biden.
That's a beatdown.
Yeah. That is a, yeah.
And they kept talking about, well, not everybody feels the way you do. I'm like, well.
Apparently.
It's a pretty big sample right here.
About 98.6% does, apparently.
Yeah.
That's the reason I said, you know, I brought up, I was like.
But there was a couple of them old ladies, and they said, raise your hand. I just kind of glanced at them real quick. Give them raise your hand. Raise that damn hand.
Intimidation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not above that.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Absolutely. You gotta make it work out, man. Mm-hmm. I wonder if these listeners even care about our
they probably HOA. Don't. And I was just thinking, I'm so unprepared for tonight's podcast. Man, so this is good that we're just kind of shooting shit for
I am prepared.
Yeah. Apparently.
Uh oh, what do we got going on here? We got some background noises.
No, I'm sorry.
I keep thinking we're talking about the HOA, somebody's come up behind me.
I normally do another show on Thursday nights, and I just got a notice that somebody had mentioned me in the comments asking where I was.
He's doing.
Well, our original plan was to have Tho Bishop, and,
right.
You know, life happens.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
But that's all right.
Yeah.
We'll get it figured out.
We won't hammer him too bad for skipping out on us. It sounded like he had something important come up. So. Yeah.
I'm sure he'll come reschedule.
Yep. So all let's right. get into a little national politics before.
Should we talk about Pudding Head?
Sure.
Old Pudding Brain?
Old Pudding Brain Joe. Yeah.
Old Pudding Brain.
That's him.
So I'm going to guess none of us watched it, but Biden had a CNN town hall last night.
Well, if it was on CNN, nobody watched it. So
that's true. Yeah. And the funny part is somebody tweeted out a picture of the auditorium they were in from the back of the room.
Yeah, it was like a third full at most.
A tenth full.
Yeah.
Like the first like eight rows were full and the rest. And they had the upper level seats. There was nobody.
Nobody.
And like that, literally the big TV that they were reading off of was halfway down the seats.
Yeah.
And there was nobody there. And everybody had, people had questions written down on a piece of paper, and everybody who stood up had the same size piece of paper.
It's kind of funny how that worked out, right?
Now, and every question was, absolutely. I'm sure they were. Well, given to him.
Supposedly there was a Republican restaurant owner there. Is that part of something you're going to talk about?
He's
a restaurant owner of some sort.
Yeah.
Let me guess. Sorry, before we listen to it or talk about it, he was a Republican saying, "I'm a Republican, but I think you're doing the right thing by blah 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 about gun control and all of this."
No, it was he's apparently supposedly a restaurant.
Hold on, don't.
I've
got this all
right.
All set. So,
well, let's get to it.
All right. So, the first part I have is Biden was asked about vaccines. So,
just get a vaccine. Come on, man.
I want you to listen to the complete, absolute medical misinformation that he says here.
All right, let's hear it.
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
All right, stop it. We know that's not true.
That's a complete 100% lie.
That's an absolute.
Like, people are dying.
People are getting COVID right now and dying after having the shots. Yeah, it's like
50% of the new cases are people that are vaccinated.
Yeah.
Well,
pudding brain.
Yeah.
Pudding brain. So, and this is even better because on Tuesday, aides to both the president and the Speaker of the House tested positive for COVID, and they were both vaccinated.
Yeah, but man, your Grandpa Pudding Brain says that's not how it works.
Yeah. I got to go to the next one because I got like five of them.
Yeah. It's probably confusing when you send it in Facebook, Twitter, send it in Facebook Messenger, and it opens back up on Twitter.
I got them in a row.
All right. Just a little side bar here. I'm scrolling through Facebook, and somebody just posted this meme. It shows three different colored eggs, and then it says "racism explained for dummies," and then it shows them frying, and that's it. Or is the white egg treating one of the brown eggs bad? I mean, look, that's the literal picture.
Oh, so no matter what color you are, you're white on the inside?
I think that's what they're saying. I think
they're saying they're all the same.
They're saying they're all the same, but it doesn't explain racism at all.
We're all red on the inside, and in this case, we're all white eggs on the inside.
That's stupid. I'm sorry. I should have just
put hot sauce on it and made it we're all red inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Well, man, y'all making me hungry.
Yep.
Mm.
So another person asked in the town hall about children under 12 and when they'll be eligible to receive the COVID vaccine. So here's another response from Puddinhead. Is that Pudding Brain? Am I saying that right?
Pudding Brain.
Pudding Brain.
Pudding Brain.
Pudding. Grandpa Pudding Brain.
Logical. And that's underway. Just like the other question is illogical. And I've heard you speak about it. Because you always, I'm not being solicitous, but you're always straight up about what you're doing. And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are, why can't the experts say, we know that this virus is in fact, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved. That's underway too. I expect that to occur quickly.
Well, you mean for the FDA?
For the FDA. Yeah.
Apparently, Don Lemon knew what he was saying.
Don Lemon's just trying to save him.
He's trying to help him.
Yes.
What's going on?
Oh, my God.
It was literally like the lady asked about children under 12 being eligible for vaccines. Did you hear him say anything about that?
Man, dude, I didn't hear him say anything.
I didn't think. Like, if you took all those words separately and tried to make a whole sentence, I don't know that you could do that with all those words just making one sentence.
I have the quote.
I got it right. I'll read
and
it.
And it's there's literally no punctuation in it.
I know. That's what I was saying. That's the one meme I say for tonight. It's like, and the question is whether or not we should be in a position where why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact it's going to be or excuse we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved but permanently approved, that's underway too.
You missed two wees, he said. Wee.
That's not even a coherent thought.
It's not.
No. Uh-uh. Absolutely not.
Oh God.
This guy's
unbelievable. Oh, this guy.
Back in the day when I used to smoke weed and do other substances, I made more thoughtful statements than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so here's the next one. Someone asked about kids under 12 being forced to wear masks in school. Hopefully I'm making an ad here.
All right.
Femiclear for just... Yep,
Dan, why are you getting a Femiclear ad, man?
Wow, man.
Yeah, so...
I mean, no biggie, but whatever.
Yeah.
Everyone over the age of... under the age of 12 should probably be wearing a mask in school. That's probably what's going to happen.
Why?
Secondly, those over the age of 12 who are able to get vaccinated, if you're vaccinated, you shouldn't wear a mask. If you aren't vaccinated, you should be wearing a mask.
So masks for kids at school apparently is on the horizon from the Biden administration.
I'm glad we live in Florida, man.
Yep. Why? What? Nobody will ever give a reason why kids should wear a mask or why they should be vaccinated.
At the beginning of the pandemic, Fauci sent, there was an email sent from one of the former medical staff people, and my laptop just clicked off.
Oh man.
The one of Obama's former medical staff people sent Fauci an email, and this came out with the whole FOIA Act, Fauci's email. And he responded to her, well, the cotton masks that you buy in a drugstore don't really protect you, and you don't need to wear it. The whole idea behind masks is to prevent an infected person from spitting on, basically, someone else.
Yeah.
So why are kids who, like, I think there's been 34 kids under the age of 12 who have died with COVID.
Well,
with 34 total.
No, it's still under 400, but that's total across the United States. There's only 34 that did not have a serious comorbidity. So let's just say that our little neighborhood in one of the smallest counties in Florida has more kids under 12 than have died in the entire United States.
Regardless from COVID, of COVID.
From or with COVID-19.
Yeah.
Our one little neighborhood, less than 500 houses, has more kids.
Yeah, than that. I mean, more kids get killed in drive-by shootings in Chicago.
Yes.
And apparently at Washington Nationals games. Did you hear about that one?
Oh, yeah.
We'll take a little Biden side trip. So the chief of police there is going to put cops on bicycles in order to combat the rise in crime. Not because of, but... he says not because of the drive-by shooting. I think a six-year-old girl got shot outside the front of the Washington Nationals stadium.
Right.
And it was a drive-by. So I guess the question is going to be, well, number one, you're short 215 officers because you don't defund the police. You just took away a bunch of money.
It was a drive-by where two cars passing each other were shooting.
Yeah.
And this was during the Nationals game where the panic was, and this
six-year-old girl was like 100 yards away from all of this.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. But it's literally.
Right.
I think the girl said something like, this is my second shooting. Well, not her. Another girl who was there said, this is my.
Here's something. I actually made this comment on CNN's post. Aren't guns already legal in D.C.?
Yes.
Yes. Apparently the law is effective.
So,
they're going to put police officers on bicycles.
Okay.
To combat this.
Okay. How's that going to work?
I want to see a policeman on a bicycle chase down a drive-by shooter.
Sure. Yeah.
So they're going to, basically what he said.
I'd actually pay to see that.
What he said was the reason we're putting them on bicycles is because we talk to people in the community and that's what they want. They wanted cops out of cars.
I'm sure.
So when you go into the communities where all the crimes happen, all gang members, we don't want cops in cars. They're too fast.
Yeah, they catch us.
I want my cops on the little electric scooters, you know, you do like 10 to 15 miles an hour.
Like
you can rent them like a Uber in the bigger cities. Yeah.
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yeah, the Segway. Yeah. That's what I want my cop. Like, I mean, just
Yeah, because they don't want it, cops to have any ballistic protection from the engine block.
Right.
They want them on bikes.
No. They can take them right out. And, you know, they out there in their shorts.
He actually had a press conference and said that.
I want to say it again. These freaking deep blue cities, they can all burn to the ground.
Man, yeah.
And I shouldn't feel that way because but the people that suffer.
They're getting what they voted for.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
That's exactly what they voted for, and that's what they're getting. So, you know what? You made your bed. Take you a nap.
Yep.
All right, since we're on the subject of guns, Biden kind of touched on that. So let's listen to what he had to say there.
Hopefully he's rambling on this shit, too.
I got $100 as he's rambling on it.
Yeah,
I haven't
taking,
seen it. But
I'm not taking that bet.
Actually, crime is down.
There you go.
Gun violence and murder rates are up.
What?
Guns. I'm the only guy that ever got passed legislation when I was a senator to make sure we eliminated assault weapons.
Oh, you?
The idea you
he
need
did it all by himself.
A weapon
that's amazing.
That can have the ability to fire 20, 30, 40, 50, 120 shots from that weapon, whether it's a whether it's a 9mm pistol or whether it's a rifle.
Man, oh, wait, is
ridiculous.
Pause it.
I'm continuing
to
push.
All right. First off, I want a 9mm pistol that will shoot 120 rounds.
150
rounds.
Yeah. Hey, look, if any of our listeners, please DM me. I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Like, how
is
that? How could that even, like, the magazine would be
it's
like.
It's one of those drum magazines. Like,
they'd have to be like one of them giant drums.
Yeah.
It'd like a big old pair of paint. Fake boobies.
And and how could you pick it up?
Yeah, I mean,
it'd be heavy as shit.
I mean,
like, how could you hit anything?
I mean, you'd have to like throw a hip and like pow.
Yeah,
you'd have to have like some
back
some
brace
harness around you would mount it right in the middle of your chest, and then you'd have a heart attack because the gun would recoil.
But if you keep shooting, it'll defib you.
Like, this is the dumbest guy.
So retarded, dude. So retarded. Crime's down, but gun violence is up.
Crime is not down. Actual crimes that they're booking people and arresting them for is down.
Yeah, because of the over-incarceration problem.
Because if you don't arrest people for petty theft and a whole bunch of misdemeanors that they've recently decided they don't care about, then
that helps the crime rate.
That helps the crime rate.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, in economic... In depressions, Emil Durkheim, father of modern sociology, had a theory that crime went up in when a society is economically depressed. Now, with the handouts and the unemployment, it's not necessarily the fact that we're economically depressed as a country. Some places are. I mean, 30% of my clients went out of business. So, but there's a lot more free time. If they're sitting there collecting a government check, they're not working.
And you add to that, there has absolutely been legitimate defunding of police departments.
Sure, absolutely.
You have police people leaving these liberal cities and going to other. We had a segment on a previous podcast about the number of
cops leaving and going to Idaho.
Yeah. So they're leaving those areas.
But yeah, I mean,
even the guy on the bike guy in Washington D.C. said he's lost 215 officers.
Yeah, but
should have plenty of extra cars then. Why you got to put them on?
You know how you slow crime down in those neighborhoods? You arm everybody.
Yes,
arm every single person.
It's the only way.
Yeah, it's the only way. And then you're going to need a lot less police because that's when you have a really polite society.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But you can't, as a Democrat, you can't admit that your actions caused it. So you got to have guns as the scapegoat.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, every politician, even Republicans, Democrats, whatever, whether there's a problem or not, the idea is to say there's a problem and propose a solution. There are no solutions outside of government.
Yeah.
That, according to them.
Yeah, because
and according to a lot of local people, there's no there's no solutions outside of government.
Correct.
But that's the thing. They're sitting around pointing at these problems or these pseudo problems that they've caused.
Yes.
And saying, well, we've got a solution for it. It's like his ass has been in there for 47 years And he hadn't done shit yet, but he's supposedly the savior of the world right now.
Well, I mean, he did author the crime bill, which is the reason we have huge incarceration numbers.
Yes.
Yep. He supported the war on drugs at every turn.
Yep.
And for the first 47 years, he was in Washington, D.C., opposed gay marriage and trans rights and all that.
Yep.
And gave the eulogy at a KKK Grand Wizard's funeral.
And yep. he keeps bragging about this crime bill that actually had the opposite effect on what they were trying to to do. I mean, and he's bragging about it. I'm the only guy.
He was one of 100 senators.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
it was so good. They let it lapse.
Yeah, they only had one vote, and it was just Joe. And they
Joe, the dictator.
It was a majority of those present. He was the only one there, and he voted for it.
Yeah, because he's been completely unremarkable. Because
he's the big guy.
Yeah,
that's him.
Don Lemon called him the big guy. Did you hear that?
Who did?
Don Lemon referred to him
as the big guy.
I think it was a Freudian slip.
Old Tom Brady took a couple jabs at him. That was pretty funny.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back. We need to take a break.
Can I do one more?
Nope. We need to take a break. You can do it when we come back. We'll be right back right after this.
Hey, guys. It's Wes. I want to thank you so much for helping our podcast grow. We are so excited about the growth we've experienced in our listenership this year, and we're very excited to be able to now offer sponsorships for liberty-minded business owners right here on our podcast. So reach out to us. You can contact me directly at Wes at WesHerndon.com, or you can go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/The Driveway Liberty Podcast. Send us a message, man, if you're interested. We'd love to have you as a sponsor, and maybe if you're local or nearby, we can actually shoot a podcast directly at your business. Either way, let's get back to the broadcast.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Driveway Liberty Podcast. We've been talking about Biden. We've got some other things we're going to talk about before we call it a day.
But, yeah, we just want to end this Biden thing with this last clip, because Travis was talking about this early. This is the restaurant owner who was asking him about issues with staffing his restaurants. So here's Biden's response.
All kidding aside, I think it really is a matter of people deciding now that they have opportunities to do other things, and there is a shortage of employees. People are looking to make more money and to bargain. And so I think your business and the tourist business is really going to be in a bind for a little while. One of the things, we're ending all those things that are the things keeping people back from going back to work, et cetera. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But my gut tells me that part of it relates to, you know, you can make a good salary as a waiter or waitress. One of my sister-in-laws is of five sisters, makes a very good salary. She works in Atlantic City. That's where she's from. But there's a lot of people who are looking to change their occupation, so, I think. But I could be wrong.
Well, let me ask you, because John is looking to hire people. He's got 39 restaurants across the country. Yeah. Is there anything you can do to help him out? I mean, he's got to get people in.
John, first of all, the thing we did to help John and the Johns out is provide billions of dollars to make sure they could stay open. Number one. You all
billions
contributed to making sure John could stay in business.
Why aren't they clapping for that?
Because it's a bunch of
if
crazy
they had
left.
A fucking closed down, John would be doing just fine.
Well, that goes back to your point of government created the problem of shutting the business down, and government had to be the solution of coming up with billions
of
dollars.
But they aren't the solution. Over 50% of small businesses went out of business never to come back.
Yes, absolutely.
During the COVID lockdowns. There's still cities that are almost basically locked down or have severe restrictions.
Yep.
So, this guy
Keep playing it, because I think this is the part someone sent me there.
Right. We should have done that, as we did for other industries. But secondly, John, my guess is that people being $7-$8 an hour plus tips, that's I think, John, you're going to be finding $15 an hour or more.
That means you're going out of business, John.
Yeah.
So,
or
think about this.
Or you're going to be charging $100 for a burger.
Think about this. Liberals say that you shouldn't be allowed to pass science policy if you're not a scientist, right?
Yeah.
Or have an opinion on killing an unborn child if you don't have a uterus. Politicians should not be allowed to pass economic policy if they've never run a business or needed to make payroll. Or in this case, Joe Biden has done nothing but mooch off of taxpayers for like 50 years.
Right.
He's literally has no intelligence on this whatsoever. And you could tell by the garbage that was coming out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm. He has no understanding of how economics works at all. He's saying the guy can't find employees because he's paying them. Look, a restaurant paying a server $7-$8 an hour plus tips. I'll close my business tomorrow.
There's a good
and go do that.
There's a good thing that came out of that exchange. Is Biden saying businesses are going to be in a bind for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I guarantee you, DeSantis or whoever's going to run is going to snip that clip out and start running ads when they go to run against this guy. Or they're going to do it in the 2020 midterms.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the 2020 midterms.
Yeah, that's going to be, yeah.
I mean, that is if the Republicans are actually interested in winning, which I'm starting to question.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest with you. When Mitch McConnell comes out and says, go get your vaccine and we're going to have to lock down again.
Here's the thing. When you're the minority, it's so easy. Because you're still getting your paycheck. You're still in office. And
all you have is talking points.
You just get to stand around and complain.
Yeah. Like, it's so
and
easy.
And blame anything that's done
on the
majority.
Yeah.
Like, but no, I literally everything Biden said about restaurants there is just absolutely wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not one single thing he said that even remotely makes sense.
Or any small business.
Or any small business, yeah, for that matter.
He has.
But specifically restaurants that are where I would say vast majority of your tip positions come from. Mm-hmm. And hospitality, valet, hotels, things like that. But
no economic understanding whatsoever.
None.
But yeah, so, but you're right. For $15 an hour plus tips, I mean,
you're going to be making more than cops and teachers.
Well, yeah, you probably should make more than cops and teachers, worth more to the society. But sorry,
the opinions of the host do not reflect the
opinions of the other
of
host.
The Driveway Liberty Podcast.
No, I think,
but. But, you know, I mean, in Florida, you know, Florida passed a $15 minimum wage. When we get that fully back on, hourly tip positions will be over $10 an hour plus tips.
Mm. And people won't tip.
Yeah. Oh,
if
no.
They raise
no tip.
The prices.
They're going to have to raise the prices. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely raise the prices.
That's not true at all, Dan. They'll keep the prices right now are at an all time high.
Yeah. They're
so for everything.
Yeah.
Do you still tip when you go out? Even though every menu price you've paid in the last 4 months is up?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
So what the smart restaurants will do is as food prices come down, they'll hold their price. And then as their labor costs start to go back up because the idiot 63% of Floridians voted for $15 an hour minimum wage, for a year or two, they'll have some extra profits built in, but then they've got the pricing where they need to be.
You're right.
But no, it's ridiculous. It's stupid. But yes, a bartender does mean more to society than a cop or a teacher.
Yeah.
In current society.
Well, yeah.
You got some more Biden stuff, or is that it?
That's it for
that's
Biden.
All the Biden stuff.
That's
well,
it for Biden.
While we're talking about economics, I shared a meme earlier this afternoon that I'm going to read that I think is just so, because Democrats, I mean, they're one of their main talking points is the rich don't pay their fair share.
Yeah, because they don't know how much the rich pay.
No,
or they do.
They don't. So Jeff Bezos has a net worth of $203.7 billion. Jeff Bezos spent $5.5 billion to fly to space.
In a giant dildo.
In a giant pee-pee.
Well, some of that was subsidized by our government.
The government is projected to spend $6.7 trillion in 2021. Based on this spending, the cost of Bezos' space flight could fund the government for 7 hours. Based on the spending Jeff Bezos, based on this spending, Jeff Bezos' entire net worth could fund the government for just under 11 days. If you're outraged by Bezos spending money and going to space and not the government, I've got bad news for you.
Yeah.
Because you are not outraged about the right things.
Yes.
For somebody to sit around and say the rich aren't paying their fair share, but are not bitching about how much government spends, is disingenuous. It's ridiculous. Yeah, look, here, and nobody, and we've said this countless times on this cast, nobody talks about cutting government spending anymore.
Never.
Not even on the local level. When they're talking about how much money the TDC brings in or how much money, whatever costs, nobody says anything about cutting government spending. Dude, government's not the solution to anything except possibly organizing a military to defend.
Yes, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. That is it. They suck at educating kids.
Yep.
They suck at delivering mail.
Well, I wouldn't say they suck at educating kids. They educate kids exactly how they want
them
educated.
How they want them educated, yeah.
But they do suck at delivering mail.
Yeah.
Do suck basically every administrative task possible.
Yeah.
But speaking of the government sucking, have you guys seen this stuff with the FBI in Michigan, the whole plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer?
I saw a little bit of it, but I've been so busy this week I wasn't able to.
Shockingly, I tell you what, I've seen like 4 or 5 articles recently from like BuzzFeed or Vice or something, and I'm like, what? Like, that's actual journalism.
Yeah.
But this one is, the feds call it a conspiracy to kidnap Michigan's governor. But a BuzzFeed News investigation shows that FBI informants had a hand in almost every aspect of the plan. Okay, so you've got 12 people supposedly involved in this plan. Is it 12 or 13? It's right, something along those lines. That they are going to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, in hopes of having her open back up or something. The whole motive I hadn't really seen.
Right.
But out of the entire group, it looks like almost all of them were being directed by the FBI
to kidnap.
Yeah, the ringleader was an FBI agent.
FBI, yeah, that hatched the plan, encouraged to get more people involved in the plan, mm-hmm. like all of this stuff, and then the FBI says, "Oh, look at us, we stopped this," and they literally created something. And what was the narrative when it originally happened? Look at all these Trump supporters. Look at all this that like
the armed, they went to the Capitol.
The militia went to the Capitol. And so our FBI literally created something to say, "Oh, look what we did, and look who did it."
It's not the first time they've done it.
No, they
it's pretty
it
much
regular.
What they do.
What do they call that? A false op?
False flag.
Yeah. False flag op.
Yeah. But I mean, it's
which probably a significant percentage of mass shootings are not that an FBI person pulled the trigger, but they have helped it along or created an environment in which those kind of things spring from.
Yeah.
Just like this.
Well, it's like the Vegas shooting. Did we ever hear anything about anybody being arrested?
No.
Or anything else out of that?
Nope. Because the guy died in the room. So because he died, you know, you don't need to.
Right.
You're never going to find the motive because he was killed.
Right.
Yeah. We don't know anything about his background or. It's like
the guy just loaded up a bunch of guns to shoot a bunch of people at a country concert.
Right.
Like Kennedy is.
But it's
believe that.
Where do we go from here? Like, tell me how this is different than, say, the German Stasi, Gestapo, the KGB, where the Stasi would literally make something up to say, hey, this is why I have a job. This is why I deserve my paycheck. And you know what? I don't like Wes, so I'm going to have Wes arrested.
It's the game plan for every totalitarian government that has come into power.
Yes.
Yeah.
No matter which area. We're living in the game plan for that.
Yes.
We're walking right through it.
There you go. It's can't trust the government, man.
Well, and now we got the U.S. Capitol Police, and I think we covered that. They're trying to set up field offices.
Oh yeah, you're talking about the in five cities across the country in which they're setting up, the ATF is setting up.
No, not the ATF. It's Capitol Police.
They have no jurisdiction.
All right, so there's something else that I'm looking.
They have no jurisdiction, but they also. There's no freedom of information
request. Gun trafficking strike force? That's not what you're
That's not at all. I've said it repeatedly. Capitol Police. Yep. Capitol Police.
Capitol Police.
Sorry, I like giving that a hard time.
Capitol Police.
But part of the reason they're setting them up is Congress is the one that votes on their funding. They only answer to Congress, I think Speaker of the House, but don't quote me on that one. And there's no way to FOIA any of their communications.
Mm. So it's a secret police.
Yeah. So Pelosi sent it out a secret police.
Yeah. Well,
same secret police that pretty much let everybody in for the insurrection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of funny how that works out, right?
And fought with some Antifa people to make it look like they were getting beat up.
Yeah. 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 We are in a interesting time.
But what I was talking about, which I apologize, I thought you were going this line. Biden DOJ is deploying gun trafficking strike force in five major cities. And this is the ATF.
Which major cities?
Chicago.
Okay.
New York.
Okay.
Los Angeles.
Yep.
Seattle.
San Francisco.
Yep.
And Washington.
Okay.
D.C.?
Cities. So there would be D.C.
Wait, isn't the ATF headquartered in Washington, D.C.? Why do they need another field office in Washington, D.C.?
They should already be there, right?
It seems like
these are strike force.
Well, it seems like in the, what was it like?
America.
12 square miles of D.C. they should be
able to. Their whole job is to combat illegal gun trafficking. So they're targeting gun sellers who skirt the law.
That's
the part. That's the reason why we have this big gun problem in Chicago.
In Chicago, right?
Legitimate gun licensed gun dealers are violating the law, selling guns to gang people. I mean, how can you make this stuff up? This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Because they have to start
You have to bad guy.
Because to get this stuff like
there has to be a reason why crime is blowing up.
To get the secret police, to get the control that they want, you have to have an unarmed public. However, in this country, if Biden just come out and said, "Yep, go get every gun,"
that wouldn't work.
That wouldn't
work. Yeah.
So you got to go a little bit and then a little bit more, and it's just
they've been doing it for years.
It's kind of funny we're talking about this because this just came across one of the libertarian pages I follow. When stopped by police, remember these lines. Officer, am I free to go? Officer, I don't consent to any searches. Officer, I want to speak with a lawyer. Always be polite yet assertive. Never escalate a situation. If somebody comes and knocks on your door, that's a police officer. Step outside. Close the door behind you to talk. Do not leave the door open. If they enter your home, say, I do not consent to a search. Never let a police officer into your home without a search warrant. If they have one, check the address, date, and judge's signature. So, if you're a gun owner, if you're a proud Second Amendment supporter, keep those things in mind.
I know. You texted me, yesterday? Told me there was a popo scoping out my house?
Yeah, sitting out front.
They sit in that general area to watch the stop sign there.
Yeah.
To keep people from running the stop sign.
I almost did, but I looked up.
But, that's what I say. Hey, just walk up, read the map.
Yeah.
Come back with a warrant.
As much as I dislike Mitch McConnell, there's one thing that stands out among all the others that I'm very happy with him about. Thank God that Merrick Garland is not a Supreme Court justice. Now, I don't know how much difference it would make based on who we have, but it certainly couldn't be any better.
Kavanaugh and Barrett have been
86% liberal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
86% liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Their votes, the votes since.
Yeah. We were following. Yeah. Yeah. We were with you.
We got it.
Yeah.
You're not the only ones listening. So I'm just
kind of everybody. That's true. Mm-mm-mm. What else you got over there, buddy?
I don't know. I'm starting to get irritated.
Good.
So Trump has revealed why he hasn't announced the 2024 presidential run.
Yeah? Why is that? Because he's not running?
No, he's running. Apparently, he says because of campaign finance laws.
Ah. So well, yeah, once you announce, pretty you much, have to start.
Yeah, it pretty much, he's running. There's, barring some health crisis, he's running. There's no question.
Right.
And Biden said that he was going to run again if he survives in 2024.
Man.
So we'll have a 77-year-old running against a 79 or 80-year-old?
Yeah.
Biden will be 82 and Trump will be 78.
Yeah.
That's the best we got, guys.
No, it's not.
That's the best we can come up with.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not.
I know it's not.
I mean, but.
But how come when everything all washes out, we end up with, you know, 80% of the time, you end up with a piece of shit.
And a turd sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's your choices.
Yeah.
I mean, not. I mean, Trump did some good things while he was in office, and I'll admit that.
Yeah, but prior to Trump taking office, it was Trump and Hillary Clinton. It was like the only reason people voted for Trump, a lot of them, was because they wanted to do anything possible to keep Hillary from being president.
That right. And anti-establishment. So,
yeah. Trump learned it was a lot harder to
I still keep seeing people putting the Trump DeSantis signs on their Facebook pages and stuff like that.
No, I think
it should be DeSantis. He should be top of the bill and somebody fresh.
Grinnell.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I don't think
Thomas Massie.
If Trump runs, I don't think DeSantis is going to run.
Nobody except the Never Trumpers are
going to
run. Which is going to be awful. Yeah. Like it's suicide.
It's guaranteeing that liberals will take.
I would say this: if that happens again, and there's a Dave Smith or somebody out of the Libertarian Party, I would lean towards voting Libertarian in that situation.
Yep. I'll tell you, if you're a Trump supporter, God bless you. But guys, he served his purpose. It's time to find a new champion. That champion is tainted, and. It's a losing proposition.
But, you know, I've watched his speeches. There's nothing about, here's what would be different if I had to do all over
again. No, it's the same.
It's the same speech over and over. It's draining the swamp. It's this, it's that. Like, to me, I don't, and this probably just who he is as a person. He probably has a hard time sitting back and saying, doing a post-game report of like, okay, that works. That didn't really need to get better here. Okay. Whew, personnel decision. Oh God, yeah. That was terrible. All right. Yeah. So got to get better there. All right. Where's my little black book? Who would I, you know, like I don't see any of that. If I saw some of it of like, hey, look, here's what we accomplished. Here's where we could have done better.
Right.
Here would be a plan, you know, on the off chance I ever decide to run again. Like if I heard that, I would be, but all I'm hearing is the same thing. And I'm not saying it was a bad 4 years. It was a good 4 years.
Right.
But nothing got done that was permanent. Everything was temporary.
Yeah. It's because most of it was executive orders.
Now, I mean, if you can get a better House and Senate, assuming you get all that. But I'm telling you, like, the left is, they're just not fired up. They've gone to sleep. They're kind of chilled out.
Well, and you have to admit, even if you're on the left, you've got to be disappointed with who you got.
Most of them, yeah. Most of them would rather have Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
How can anybody be excited about Biden?
I don't know. I don't know how anybody can be excited about Bernie Sanders.
No.
Right. But
the fanatics. The crazy
people. It's the communists.
Yeah.
They love the socialism.
The millionaires and billionaires.
Yeah.
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 But.
And I'm a billionaire.
But I'm telling you, the second Trump announces it, it'll go right back to it. And it's not that I care. I don't really care. People can get upset, mad. I used to wear the Trump umbrella hat at the beach because that shit was hilarious.
Right.
Right. And whether or not I was voting for him or not, the reactions from people, good and bad, were just awesome. But at some point, you got to step back and realize, like, all right, well, there's no one else that they are trying to turn Marjorie Taylor Greene into Trump. It's not working. They're trying to turn Tucker into Trump. It's not working. They're trying to turn DeSantis. They're trying to turn literally anybody with any free. Well, I mean, Marjorie doesn't have ball. At least she may. I don't know. I've never checked, but my moxie. Assumption is. But that kind of person that won't bow, they're trying to turn them into Trump to get their base fired up against them.
Right.
And it's not going to work unless it's Trump.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That is my point around all
and,
of them.
And that's that would be the Christmas wish of every Democrat in the Democrat Party is that Trump runs again.
CNN's ratings triple overnight. Well, MSNBC ratings triple overnight.
He's going to run again. I'm telling you.
Then it's a really bad decision. It's going to end poorly.
Then we need somebody other than a never Trumper to run against him.
But that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
You don't think DeSantis would run?
No. Nope. Not at all.
I don't think anybody.
You can't.
I mean, yeah.
Well, the problem is you can't.
You'll get a Jeff Flake type person.
The problem is you are trying to stay in that kind of America First lane and you go against Trump, you can't piss him off. Because the second he gets pissed off, he's going to start blasting and a lot of his base is gone.
Yeah.
So he could be the kingmaker. Which would wield more power than anything.
Yeah.
But I don't think his ego is
not going to let him do that.
Well, that doesn't sound like the person we need leading our country.
Nope.
I like the guy. I'm not trying to dog
that
or anything.
We'd be better off with someone else.
Yes.
But I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's going to run.
Well.
And if they shore up, let's say Biden survives. If they keep it from being stolen, I think Trump will beat Biden.
You think so?
Yeah, because I absolutely don't believe this last election was legitimate at all. It wasn't even close.
Well, what's to stop that? If it's not legitimate that time, what's to stop it from being legitimate this time?
But hold on. The other thing is are you going to be able to get Trump's base fired up enough to turn out 73, 74 million people again?
After 4 years of this shit, yeah.
I don't know that you're going to get the same turnout.
I don't. Especially if it's Trump. If Trump is the nominee. I don't think. What? Oh, my bad. If Trump is the nominee, I don't think you're going to get the conservative turnout that you've gotten in the past. I just don't. I'm sorry. It's like the has-been high school quarterback. He was cool in high school. But now we're 25 years old, and he's got him a little pot belly, and all he talks about is what he did in high school.
All right.
I
keep getting older. The girls stay the same age.
That's right. And that's basically what it is. He was cool at one point, but the cool has gone.
Yeah, I don't, you never see a band go on a reunion tour, and it's as good as the first tour.
Right.
When they were hot. Yeah, that's true. I'm just saying that there's far more negatives, I think, to Trump running than I think there is positives. And again, even if he's elected, what have you learned from your first 4 years now that you've had some time to dissect it?
Yeah.
And if there was some of that, like I said, I would be.
Yeah. If he came out and he had some speeches where he said, look, this is where I messed up.
Yeah.
And this is how I'm going to counteract that now. This is what I'm going to do differently.
And I will say my favorite part, just because I kind of giggle at it, is when he starts going in on rhinos and it's people that he endorsed when he could have endorsed a better candidate.
Yeah.
That's come on.
I think the first two picks he had were freaking crappy rhinos that he endorsed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like Mitt Romney was one of them.
And all Mitt Romney did was fight him the whole way once he got in.
Yep. And wasn't there like two or three that he had endorsed that ended up turning around voting for yes on impeachment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Listen, I'm not feeling warm and fuzzy here, guys.
About what?
About life in the next 6 years.
There's a lot that can change, man.
That's true. That's
political will can change a lot in a couple of years. It's just amazing. Yeah.
Just waiting for the idiots to wake up.
Yeah.
Probably be waiting a long time.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily the idiots to wake up. I think it's...
The brainwashed.
Well, freaking leftists. You're never going to wake them up. What you need is moderate center right to have their kid come home from school and say, hey, we learned in second grade today that we all suck because we're white.
Yeah. And here's how you put on a condom.
And
I may be a little girl, even though I got a penis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And hey, tomorrow I need you to sign this permission slip going on a field trip to see the rainbow dildo butt monkey.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, that shit is starting to hit home.
But a lot of people don't tie that into politics. They get mad at the school.
Yeah.
But yeah, tie that. They don't understand the correlation between.
Yeah, but the degradation of the culture, they're eventually going to point to the people in charge of the culture, which they are going to point to the politicians who they think are in charge of the culture.
Yeah, but by then it'll be way too late.
I don't know.
That's this fall, Dave.
I think if people were making that leap, we would never have Democrats in office.
Not this batch of Democrats.
Well, it's
like JFK. I could probably be convinced to vote for JFK at that time.
But it's this whole degradation thing is real, and it's not like we are in our bubble. We're not sheltered from that, because there's girls that my daughters play softball with, like 12, 13 year old, that are saying they're lesbians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like, you're 12 years old. How the fuck do you know anything about that?
Yeah.
Well, because of Instagram and
mm-hmm. yeah.
TikTok and all that other shit that's out there, and it's become socially cool.
It's hip to be pansexual, bisexual,
it's hip
or
to be
or
trans. The counterculture, counterculture revolution is. I have a mental disorder.
It's kind of funny. Uh-huh. We've got a friend who's got a 15, 16 year old daughter. Doesn't live here. Out of town, and I'm not going to name the place in case they happen to listen to the cast, who has claimed to be gay from the time she was 12, kind of like the girls on the softball team. 16 years old, a little boy asked her out. She's all head over and heels.
Yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Because the hormones function. You think about that. The first time, if you can say you're gay until you actually do gay acts, you're not gay.
Right.
Like when you're face to face with whatever it is that's the same sex as you, and you're like, oh my God, what the that's the nastiest thing I've ever seen. Then you realize, oops.
Well, I mean,
at 12, I don't know what
the
hell's
going
on.
I mean, I ain't gay, but 20 bucks is 20 bucks. I'm just going to be honest with you guys.
There you go.
It doesn't make me gay.
There you go. With that being said, that's the last word.
And this wasn't even bonus time. We ended it with that nastiness.
That's right. Well, thanks so much for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next time on the Driveway Liberty Podcast.